my new king. If I were to be honest, ooh, and no crystal ball can tell us all when this night's gonna end. I'm missing that hit the peak when I ain't setting in. No limit, she ain't really got no limit. And if it's in the fate, I spend it. Hold up, let me finish for a minute, one minute.
Shakira.
Since the start of quarantine, social media users around the world have shared their struggles with mental health this past year. With restaurants and businesses being shut down to the constant number change of COVID cases, 2020 has been a long year for many. Among that many are your kids. Now that most classes are online, your little one's school experience is much different than they would have imagined. From taking 8-hour classes at home to not being able to see their friends every day, quarantine can be hard on your children. The effects of COVID-19 impact everyone, including your little ones. So please, check on your kids. Their mental health is just as important as your own.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a transfer talk roundtable conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oneonta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office for Study Abroad Edition Trivia. This will be happening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their showing of Corpse Bride. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. Hope to see you there. On Friday, join WONI for our event Hollow WONI, featuring live bands like Coleslaw, The Witch, and Buffalo Joe and the Hobos. Costumes are encouraged. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for the return of Spooky Skate Jam. This will be happening from 1 to 9 p.m. on Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, join the GSA for Drag Ball. This will be happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Lastly, on Sunday, join the Activities Council for a Halloween decorating party. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in Hunt Union. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and keep it locked.
Hello.
Dun, dun, dun.
I can't even... Can y'all hear me? Because I can barely hear myself. Oh, okay, now we fixed it. It's good. Welcome to Miscellaneous Music. I feel like it's been forever. Oh my gosh, I missed being in the studio. This has been the, like, busiest month for me ever, like, in the world ever. So, yeah, we're back with Miscellaneous. I think it's only number Miscellaneous 4, I'm DJ Lonnie. This is your first time tuning in. I do Miss Lonnie's music mostly every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. And yeah, so today our theme is DJ Lonnie tries new music. So I am a creature of habit and I play the same things over and over again. Like if I get like a favorite show, like, I mean, a favorite, what? I mean, if I get a favorite song, like I'm going to play it over and over and over and over again. Like you can't stop me. Oh my God. Can't stop me mentioned. Okay. Crew just posted. Okay. Crew just performed. I can't stop me at the Prism conference. If you're not listening to my show right now, I don't know what you're doing, but you should have been at the Prism conference and watch OK Crew 130. It was really good. But so today we're gonna, it was just, I did a little bit of like searching. All of these songs I have listened to at least a bit, like just to like see if like I like them a little, but like I haven't like really, really listened to them. I haven't like analyzed them or anything. Are there some songs that I haven't really heard at all? I'm trying to think that I haven't really heard at all. TBD, honestly, TBD on that one. But yeah, so, and you guys are gonna like go through this with me. Like I'm really excited. There's of course a lot of K-pop on here. You can't stop me from playing K-pop. It's just in my soul and blood. But a lot of new music coming out. There is one song that I have heard. I just really like it. It's Can't Stop by TXT. It's my mandatory TXT song. Like I really have to play a TXT song. It's like in my bones. But yeah, we have a good mix of stuff today. I'm really excited to get started. Yeah, I hope you've all been doing well. I hope you've all been having wonderful days. I feel like Halloween's coming up next week. I'm really excited. I love, one thing about me is I'm gonna put on a costume. Like I obviously, but I love like having like multiple costumes. Like I'm such a multiple costume person. Like I think like last year I had three. I think this year I have three. Yeah, this year I have three. And I'm really excited for all three of them. There's many events. Many events on campus. Go to Halloween events on campus, guys. People are putting together really cool costume contests. Halloween was yesterday. That was cool. Had a great time while I was there. And yeah, come to events, guys. Be involved in campus. Like, that's like you're going to have a lot more fun on here if you're going to be involved in campus. But yeah, and like, that's kind of what I've been doing. Like, life has just been like, go literally like be busy every single weekend apparently and not be able to do my show, but we're back. And yeah, so why don't we hashtag get into it? The first song, okay, this song is by, okay, this song I have listened to fully, but it's still new to me this week because I literally only found it this week, and this is Still With You by Jungkook. And for all my like BTS fans out there, like apparently, like, I don't know when this came out. I'd have to look it up, but I'll look it up while it's playing. We'll talk about it after. But like, I think I was walking from one of my classes this week, and I was just like, you know, I was on my streaming service that I used to listen to music, and I was like, oh my God, like whatever. And I'm like, what is this song? This is so good. All of the sudden, I'm like, this is Jungkook. I did not know it was Jungkook. I don't know if I picked up that it was a K-pop song either, but like whatever. But I was like, this is really good. So yeah, I think this is one of his earlier solos. Obviously, it's no 3D and it's no Standing Next to You. It's very, but it's very, very good. So yeah, I'm really excited. I just realized I have to think a little hard about something, but whatever. Yeah, I'm really excited. Yay! Okay, I like this song a lot. I literally just found out. Yeah, it's so good. This is gonna be Still With You by Jungkook, and I hope you enjoy. Let's freaking do it. Still with you.
마지막이 들리는 이 에어컨 소리 이거라도 없으면 나 정말 무너질 것 같아 함께 웃겨 함께 울고 이 단순한 감정들이 내겐 전부였나 봐 언제쯤일까 다시
That was Holy Peak. Oh my god, I like that. I love that song so much. Oh my gosh, guys, Jungkook. Wow. Okay, so I researched while I was playing. Apparently this came out in 2020. So I wasn't a fun fact about me. I may be the biggest like K-poppy, K-popper. I talk about it all the time. I've only been into K-pop for like 3 years. It's only been 3 years. Like, really, really into K-pop for, like, only 3 years. Like, I got into it in 2022. There was, like, some... Wait, but, like, was it... I wonder if it was released, like... I wonder if there was, like, an unreleased thing that eventually got released later. Like, I don't know. I don't know the lore here. I didn't look that deep into it. But, yeah, I only got into K-pop in about 2022, and I got into BTS. But I listened to BTS's Map of the Soul 7 album with On. Love that song. Not the Sia version, though. Just the regular one. And... It was like in middle school. It was like eighth grade. I was in middle school pre-pandemic shutdown or whatever. And I'm like, oh, like I don't even care. Like what? Like why would I even listen to that? Like why would I listen to a song in like a different language? Like why would I do that? Mind you, here we are now. Like what? And I really actually liked the album, but then I got out of K-pop and then I got into K-pop again. Kind of like girl groups. I got into girl groups. I listened to a lot of Luna. My girls, may they rest in peace. They're not dead. They just disbanded. They're okay. They're alive. And I liked a lot of Luna. I listened to a lot of Twice. What did I listen to? A lot of Twice, a lot of Luna. I listened to some ITZY, a few Stacy songs. I was a big girl group. I first started with girl groups. And then I got off of K-pop again. And then 2022, I locked in on BTS. But they were all going to the army. And then I was like, well, now I'm cooked. But then I was like, wait a minute. ATEEZ is fire. ATEEZ is another boy group. And I was really into ATEEZ for a while. And then I got really into 17. And we all know, We all know. We know Ben. I am a really, really big Seventeen fan. And so, and then Seventeen. And in the midst of, like, me being into BTS and ATEEZ, I was also into TXT. But I just recently got really, really, really into them. And now, like, my two old groups right now are Seventeen and TXT. And I talk about TXT all the time because... I don't know. I just really like them. Anyways, yeah, so that was my little K-pop ramble, how long I've been into it. But yeah, I guess I wasn't privy to K-pop when Still With You released. But that, like, I don't know why I played that for my first song, because, like, I'm already tired, and it's, like, it's so, like, nice and, like, okay. But yeah, okay. This song is Focus by Hearts to Hearts. This song, I listened to, like, a few seconds of it. Not a lot of it. Because I just wanted to, like, I kind of skipped around it just so I can see if I liked it. And I was like, okay, I look very good. So this is their new release. I also don't know when this came out, but it was on. But it's a new release. It's their first mini album EP, which is cute. That's fun. Can it show up, though? Like, okay, they're good. Yeah, so I like Hearts to Hearts. I like that. I love the taste. Uh-huh. No one. I don't speak Korean, guys. I'm sorry. But really, really good. I feel like these girls, I feel like no one's talking about them, but I think the chase is really, really good. I'm a big fan of that. But yeah, this is going to be Focused by Hearts to Hearts, and let's dive in, though. Like, let's dive in. Okay, let's go. Or let's not go. Like, maybe the song won't play. Okay, let's go.
Focus on anything but you, baby. I cannot focus on anything but you. 초점 뒤에 흐릿한 반 투명한 my view, baby. I cannot focus on anything, on anyone but you. Frame 속에 널 넣으면 You're so amazing, 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 amazing. 선명한 my subject. 끝톤을 만져 더 얕은 여보듯 널 담아
y'all, but I was dancing in here. I was doing little moves in here. That was like, and now walk with me here. This was like RuPaul, right? RuPaul Drag Race runway. You say you want to win it, I want to see you sweat. Can I say that? I don't know if I can. I don't. Okay, never mind. But okay, that was RuPaul Season 17 Drag Race runway song, okay? I like that. That's all I like. I like that. These girls are so... I think Hearts to Hearts are so cute and so talented. I think they're in... Are they an SM group? They might be an SM group. I'm not sure. But I knew we were talking about them. That was just good stuff. I was like, okay, period. Like, busting a move. And that, like, just came out, like, recently, like, really recently. Like, hold on. Let's do some research. Mama, let's research. Oh, it came out, like, 5 days ago. This came out October 20th. There's a whole EP that I'm gonna need to listen to because I like them. Okay, anyways. Next song is another K-pop. We're doing the K-pop section. Like, so, next song is Pearly's. What is My Oyster is the World, the world of me when the world is my oyster, low key. Like, yeah, this song is from a Seraphim's new EP, Spaghetti. So I just listened to the title track for the first time yesterday at OK Sleepover. Me and my OK crew had a event, and I made a music video playlist and it was on there. And I like Spaghetti. I thought it was good. So apparently, like, well, this is the radio friendly version. Because apparently every single song on that EP decided they were like, oh, let's all just like start cursing. But this is the radio safe version, so I'm excited. And I listened to like a few seconds of this. I think it was like classic like K-pop song. Like, it wasn't like anything crazy, but it was like, it sounded pretty good. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that one. Let's freaking dive in though. Like, let's low-key, like, let's do it. All right, let's go. Oh.
Tell me what is real, tell me what is true. Tell me what is real, tell me what is true. Tell me what is real, tell me what is true. Tell me what is real, tell me what is true. Mental, all the mix to own and tone up.
Okay, That was Pearly's My Oyster. Me When the World Is My Oyster. Yeah, I like that. It was like, that wasn't like, oh my god, this is like the best song ever. But that was pretty good. I have to listen to the full EP because I liked Spaghetti a lot. I was like, this is like cute. I wouldn't say unconventional, but like it was like, I'm like smacking the mic everywhere. Whoa. It was like, I guess, yeah, it was kind of a conventional, kind of like silly, a little different. I thought it was fun. Pearly's is definitely more like, okay, this is like chill, average like K-pop song. So I wasn't gagged, but I was moving a bit. Anyways, out of the K-pop section, let's set up something different. Now, the next song is from an album I know well, but apparently not this song, because I heard it when I was kind of looking through new stuff, and I was like, I don't think I've listened to this whole thing before. Wait, I'm yawning. I hope I didn't make you guys yawn too. Do you think the yawn effect works through radio? Maybe. Maybe not. This is Hush by the Marías. Oh my god. Alani playing in a Maria. Whoa, what? Alani playing a the Maria song. Who's surprised? Exactly. Yeah, so this is going to be Hush by the Marías. It's from their Cinema album. I love the Cinema album. Like, it's so peak. It's literally so peak. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I don't know this song, apparently. So, wait, I'll be on again. Whoa. Me when I'm the Sleepy Time Bear from the Sleepy Time Bear Sleepy Time Tea. Yeah, so this is Hush by the Marías. I heard a few seconds of this and I was like, well, yeah, I'm there. I'm always... The Marías releases anything and I'm like, this is the best thing ever created. Like, call me a Maria. There's... I glaze everything I enjoy. Like, literally everything. Like, everything I like, I'm the number one glazer of. Like, I just... Some things are meant to be glazed, you know? And that's okay. Like, that's okay, though. Oh, my God. If anyone heard that, no, you didn't. Excuse me. Yeah, so let's get into it. Let's get into Hush by the Marías. We're 25 minutes in. We're making good time. We're getting through the playlist. And yeah, let's freaking do it. Is it going to play? It's not going to play. That's fine. No, that's fine.
Off my throne, 'cause you know you wanna make me.
Like, that was peak. Who's surprised? Literally nobody. Oh, my. I am so, like, severely obsessed with everything that the... Can this? Severely obsessed with everything that the Marías does. Like, I don't think I've ever heard a song by them where I'm like, I don't really like this. Like, I... this whole... Oh, the Cinema album is so amazing. Oh, we're yawning again. It's coming back. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Whoever sent Sergeant Yawn after me, can you, like, tell him to, like, hop off my back? Because, like, this is getting crazy. But, yeah, I love that song. Like, literally, I love that. That was so good. I, like, when I first listened to Cinema, I was literally, like, my whole life has changed. Like, nothing can, like, stop me from liking this. Like, this is amazing. This is crazy. Like, they deserve every bit of success that they have. I am obsessed with the Marías. I think that they need to release music for forever and ever. And also, like, they're my, like, I love the Marías. I know Maria just released something in solo, which is super exciting, which is also on this playlist a little later, because I haven't had a chance to listen for it, which is crazy, because I'm like, girl, like, I'm the number one Marías fan ever in the world ever, and, like, I talk about them all the time, and I'm not tuned in. Like, I just haven't had time to listen to albums, guys. Like, I can watch, like, a music video, and, like, that's it. Like, I just, like, I have just such, so little time. There's no time, guys. Like, Tyler, the Creator was honest when he said running out of time, low-key. Anyways, that was amazing. Now, that got me moving. Like, I was like, yeah, this is great. The next song is by 54 Ultra. It's Talk to Me, which I'm excited to play, because I believe the other 54 Ultra song I know another one. Don't play in my face right now. I do know another one. There's a second one. I just can't find it right now, but it's okay. But I believe it's off that album with, like, the record player, and it's, like, not the record, the record, the CD, and it's, like, Yellow. I just forgot the name of it. And the odd Sergeant, he's here. Oh, my gosh. OMG, I'm the sleepiest person ever. Wow. And my lovely roommate Maddie showed me 54 Ultra song, and I loved it. So this is a new 54 Ultra song that I came upon, and I don't really know much. I don't know if it's recent either. No, yes, it is recent. It came out in 2025. Let's see the exact date. Okay, let's take bets on dates. I'm guessing. I'm gonna guess April, February. I was close though. Like, I was low key close though. Like, low key, like, low key though. Wait a minute. Okay, no, it was fine. Yeah, so this Talks Me by 54 Ultra. Let's just, like, get into it. Oh, it's playing. I didn't mean to do that. Well, let's get into it though. Like, low key though. Oh, everything's playing in my face right now. Okay, let's get into it. Talks to Me by 54 Ultra.
Just let this pass. I wanna make it last. she just won't talk to me. I'm not really sure why. Just talk.
That was Pekin Who's Surprised, not me. I need to listen to more 54. I did not like the cadence my voice just took there. That was scary. I need to listen to more 54 Ultra because all the songs I've heard from him, is there only one of them? One of him? One of... Is there one of you? Let me see. John Anthony, you, sir, from New Jersey, are making great music, okay? Wow. Good. Wow. Actually, no, never mind. I was going to make a New Jersey joke, but I was like, you know what? If there are any New Jerseyans in the chat, like, I don't want to attack them, you know? Like, I love New Jersey. Anyways. But yeah, John Anthony, you are making amazing music, and I need you to not put down the cup, and I need to lock in to you more, and I will be coming, just to let you know. Now, the next song is, okay, some may react with, what do you mean you've never heard this song? Which I'm saying to myself now, what do I mean I have never heard this song? But we have to walk with me here, though. We have to. This is going to be Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy. Now, I don't know why I haven't heard this before, but I was like, you know, trying to look for new stuff, and I said, wait a minute. I don't think I've heard this. I like Thanks for the Memories a lot. Sugar We're Going Down. I'm not a big Fall Out Boy fan, though. Like, I'm not like a Fall Out Boy. Like, I'm just like, oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Oh, my God. Whoa. Sorry. Yeah. So, I've never heard Dance Dance. And fun fact about... Actually, I have lore of Fall Out Boy. One of the first concerts I ever went to, ever, was the Hella Mega Tour, which was Fall Out Boy, Weezer, and Green Day. And it was in City Field. And it was in 2022, I believe. And I went with my friends from home. And this was like, was it 2022 or was it 2021? I was blonde, so it was 2022. Guys, the only way I can like tell like time periods is the color of hair I had, like genuinely. Like, you know how like for all my K-pop fans in the chat, like, you know how like when people are like trying to figure out when a date is and they're like, oh, well, like their hair is like red and like this person's hair was red like during like the promotions for this song. So this had to be during this year. That's how I like go through life. Like, I'm like, okay, well, so if I was blonde during this part, like it was probably 2022 ish, like around. Was it though? Well, now I'm. It was right before, maybe it was late 2021 because it was right before I started high school, my sophomore year, because of the pandemic, I did online school freshman year, of course. So this is like late summer, and we're literally like, I think it's like an hour before, and me and my friend are in my house, we're getting ready, and we get an email from Ticketmaster, and it's like, someone from Fall Out Boy got COVID low key, so like they're not performing. And we were like, oh my God. And so they're like, we can give you a refund for your tickets though, if you want. And then, so we tried to get a refund for our tickets. And we'll get to that in a second. We were like, nah, we'll still go. Like, I like Weezer, and I didn't really know Green Day really well, like, but I knew Weezer and I knew Fall Out Boys. And then I was like, okay, well, Green Day's probably good. The concept of me like being like, oh yeah, Green Day's like probably good, like, I don't know. But yeah, so me and my friends still went, and in the car over, we actually upgraded our seats. A whole bunch of people got refunds, and we got them on SeatGeek for like $30, I think, or something like that. It wasn't a lot of money at all, and so we upgraded to floor seats, which was, God's crazy, by the way. But it was like far floor, like I could still not really see anything, but we were on floor, like whoa. But it was seated floor, yeah, like there was chairs. It wasn't like I can go on a whole tangent about this. I could not see myself doing general admission for like one of my like end goals is always like, oh yeah, like I want to go to a K-pop concert and I want to be like really, really close. But like the thought of like lining up and like hoping I get a good spot and like fighting for barricade, like I just like can't. Like I literally, like I can't. Anyways, so yeah.
Oh my god, the yacht police. They're coming. Oh my gosh. So yeah. We go to the concert. No Fall Out Boy, which, like, it is what it is. But so the openers were the Interrupt Tears, who are a very good band. I encourage you all to look at them. But I swear they sang Sugar Going Down, whatever, like, four times. Like, the opener, Green Day, and Weezer all sang it. Like, I swear I heard it again. Like, I was like, why are we all singing this? Like, do we all only know one Fall Out Boy song? Like, why are we all only singing one song? But yeah, that's my Fall Out Boy lore. So, like, I mean, like, that's that. I was just like, that's my lower thumb. I'm not really a big Fall Out Boy fan, but I really like Thanks for the Memories. So, yeah. So, this is going to be basically long tangent, main idea. This is Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy. Let's do it. I'm so tired. Oh, my gosh.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But it started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight is a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm two quarters and a heart now, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Always fold just before you found out. Drink up its last call, last resort, but only the first mistake. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Oh, just show me a little bit of spark. You've been saving for his bad rest.
You guys could have seen my face. I wish you guys could have seen my face when the freaking why don't you show me a little bit. I just feel silly. Like I guess I've never listened to the full song. Whoops, just like added myself there. I think that's a great, amazing verse. I've made many a TikTok to it actually. I wish you guys would have seen my face because I literally like sat there with my mouth wide open. Like, for, like, two, like, I was, like, are we serious? Like, me when I flop, though, like, me when I don't know the music. Anyways, that, I liked it. I liked it. Great. Great song, 2005. Amazing. I can't believe I did. I can't believe I never listened to the full song, okay? My bad, guys. My bad to everybody. But, yeah, that was Dancing by Fall Out Boy. And we have about 15 minutes left. For the first hour, of course. Well, there is still another hour after this one, don't you worry. I lost my train of thought.
Oh, yeah, we have a 15 minutes, so we take a short break. And, you know, get to hear some important information, maybe. And, yeah, but the next song is Visitation of the Ghost by the Brobecks. Now, I know the Brobecks from Everybody's Better Than Me. Everybody's better than me, I think. Everyone is... Oh, my God, and Love is at First Sight. Oh, my God. Are they British? Not that there's anything wrong with that. Oh, no, no, no. They're from Salt Lake City. Okay. They just looked really British in this photo. I was wondering. But yeah. So this is going to be Visitation of the Ghost, which apparently is in their... apparently is a really popular song by theirs. I just never heard it. I know Better Than Me and I know Love First Sight. And they're both from... they're all from the same album. Like, it's called Violent Things, I believe. The song was released in 2009. So a little late to the game. About 16 years late. But that's okay. That's okay though. Let's just lock in though. Like the Visitation of the Ghost, I don't really know. I listened to like a tinge of it and I was like, okay, it was good enough. And yeah, let's see if I like the rest of the song. Let's go.
You think you're pretty smart, but I can cause a little pain. She wraps the cord around her arm, tries hard to find a little vein. Oh, she lines the pictures in a pretty room to create the circumstances that the evidence will show.
That was actually so tough. Oh my, I was like, oh, like at first I was like, okay, okay. And like all of the sudden I had to log, like completely lock in. That, oh my God, the Brobecks, they're so good. Wow, guys, I love watching, I love listening to new songs. This is so great. That was so, I like that mischievous beat they had, the boom, 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 boom. But that was, like, I'm honestly mad at how good that was. Like, wow. Like, wow, like, wow, I love music. Like, wow. That was peak. That's all I have to say. I do have to say we have 10 minutes left in the first hour here, so I'm making my next choices very carefully. Yeah, we're keeping on this vibe. The next song is Little Miss by BoA. One thing about me is I also love a BoA song. Some Duvet, some Fool, some Elephant, which are all from the same album, their Twilight album. So good. Well, I can't get over how good that last song was. Like, I'm like, whoa, like, whoa. Like, that was so good. Wow. Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to be playing that all the time. Wow. They're not even ready for this, bro. Anyways. Yeah, so next song is Little Miss by BoA. And it's on the Twilight album. And, yeah, I don't remember listening to this song before I put it on here. I just was like, it's BoA. It's probably good. So, yeah. Let's just get straight into it, honestly. Like, and I will be right. And what? You'll hear my thoughts after. Let's run it.
Little miss, she's had some troubles, but she gonna sort it out early in the morning. And when you come home, you gonna watch her sleep and hold her close and stroke.
They never fail me. I love BoA. They never fail me. Like, and this, again, I don't know. I've liked this album. This specific album, Twilight. The specific album of Twilight. And I still haven't gotten through the whole thing. It's been years, actually, that I've liked this album. This song came out in 2010. But I wasn't going to be on that in 2010. I was only 4 years old. But still, that was really good. Like, I just, like, every single time I'm listening to it, I'm like, why didn't I know this earlier? Like, it's making me annoyed. Not actually annoyed. I'm just like, guys, I need to log in. Anyways, that was really good. We have about 4 minutes left, so we have just enough time for our next song, which is going to be Not For Radio. Okay, it's the artist name is Not For Radio. Now I'm like, my queen, Maria, like, did you not want me to play this on my show? Like I think people need to hear this. It's peak. I'm sure it's peak. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm sure it's peak. This is going to be Not The Only One from her Melt release. This literally just came out, like, I think 2 weeks ago. Maybe three at most, but I think two or 1 week ago. And I think I listened to one song off the EP. Haven't had a chance to listen to the whole EP, but it sounded pretty good. Anything that this woman does, I love. So I'm really excited. And let's just dive right in. Let's do it.
Detroit. This pain.
That was amazing. That was so good. Anytime I listen to anything by my Queen Maria, I have to like sit back and like and just like let it play, like let it feel through me. Anyways, we're at the top of the hour. Let's play some special messages. We'll be back in a bit. And yeah, I'll see you in about a few minutes. Let's play special messages coming up.
What do we do? What do I do?
What do I do?
What do I do?